They ran downstairs. Not wanting to be discovered hanging around in another corridor, they went straight into the deserted staff room. It was a large, panelled room full of dark wooden chairs. Harry and Ron paced around it, too excited to sit down. But the bell to signal break never came. Instead, echoing through the corridors, came Professor McGonagall's voice, magically magnified.
All students to return to their house dormitories at once. All teachers return to the staff room. Immediately, please.
Harry wheeled around to stare at Ron.
Not another attack. Not now. What will we do?
Said Ron, aghast.
Go back to the dormitory?
No, said Harry, glancing around. There was an ugly sort of wardrobe to his left, full of teachers' cloaks.
In here. Let's hear what it's all about. Then we can tell them what we found out.
They hid themselves inside it, listening to the rumbling of hundreds of people moving overhead, and the staff room door banging open. From between the musty folds of the cloaks, they watched the teachers filtering into the room. Some of them were looking puzzled, others downright scared. Then Professor McGonagall arrived.
It has happened, she told the silent staff room. A student has been taken by the monster right into the chamber itself.
Professor Flitwick let out a squeal. Professor Sprout clapped her hands over her mouth. Snape gripped the back of a chair very hard and said,
How can you be sure?
The heir of Slytherin, said Professor McGonagall, who was very white, left another message. Right underneath the first one. Her skeleton will lie in the chamber forever.
Professor Flitwick burst into tears.
Who is it?
Said Madame Hooch, who had sunk weak-kneed into a chair.
Which student?
Ginny Weasley,
said Professor McGonagall. Harry felt Ron slide silently down onto the wardrobe floor beside him.
We shall have to send all the students home tomorrow, said Professor McGonagall. This is the end of Hogwarts. Dumbledore always said...
The staff room door banged open again. For one wild moment, Harry was sure it would be Dumbledore, but it was Lockhart, and he was beaming.
So sorry. Dozed off. What have I missed?
He didn't seem to notice that the other teachers were looking at him with something remarkably like hatred. Snape stepped forward.
Just the man, he said. The very man. A girl who's been snatched by the monster, Lockhart, taken into the Chamber of Secrets itself. Your moment has come at last.
Lockhart blanched.
That's right, Gilderoy,
chipped in Professor Sprout.
Weren't you saying just last night that you'd known all along where the entrance to the Chamber of Secrets is?
I sputtered Lockhart.
Yes, didn't you tell me you were sure you knew what was inside it?
Piped up Professor Flitwick.
Did I? I don't recall. I certainly remember you saying you were sorry you hadn't had a crack at the monster before Hagrid was arrested, said Snape. Didn't you say that the whole affair had been bungled and that you should have been given a free rein from the first?
Lockhart stared around at his stony-faced colleagues.
I really never... You may have misunderstood.
We'll leave it to you then, Gilderoy, said Professor McGonagall. Tonight will be an excellent time to do it. We'll make sure everyone's out of your way. You'll be able to tackle the monster all by yourself. A free rein at last.
Lockhart gazed desperately around him, but nobody came to the rescue. He didn't look remotely handsome anymore. His lip was trembling, and in the absence of his usual toothy grin, he looked weak-chinned and feeble.
Very well, he said. I'll be in my office, getting ready.
And he left the room.
Right, said Professor McGonagall, whose nostrils were flared. That's got him out from under our feet. The heads of houses should go and inform their students what has happened. Tell them the Hogwarts Express will take them home first thing tomorrow. Will the rest of you please make sure no students have been left outside their dormitories?
The teachers rose and left, one by one.